Radio Life and Style, of course, is the station. 88 FM is the frequency. If you're listening to us on FM, maybe you're streaming us from afar and just waiting for the holidays to kick in so you can really get down to the North Coast. Well, you'll notice, if you haven't been in town for a little while, that things are moving rapidly in terms of development, in terms of infrastructure upgrades. And today, this morning, we've been getting a lot of questions, a lot of requests for updates on where things are heading, what's in the pipeline, when can we expect certain things to be given the green light. And so, you know what we do, we get the experts in the house, and welcoming back to the microphone, he's no stranger, by now he's kind of got shares in the place, Pat Lambie is back on the Radio Life and Style microphone, representing Collins Residential, one of the premier developers on the North Coast. And Pat, great to have you back, my friend. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Mike. Good morning. It's really good to be back on the show. Thanks again for giving us the time.
Hey, well, listen, I was at yesterday the official media launch of this North Coast real estate pod at the Lifestyle Center Bolito, located just around the corner from Chateau Gatto. And the who's who of the Bolito, you know, media and tourism sector scene were there. And it was just so cool to have everyone in one place and just to feel the optimism, the excitement, and to hear little bits and pieces about what's just around the corner, what's coming online. And so with that sort of excitement in the air, I figured it would be really good to get you in the house because you are privy to all this stuff. You're in the loop. And maybe you could provide some more details. Let's start off with how Collins Residential, you know, as this massive developer, has been fulfilling developer obligations, which, you know, for anyone who's been involved in any kind of big development, you know that there's always this coming to the table and saying, you know, we're going to invest, we're going to put up a fantastic estate, and we're going to do a whole bunch of stuff to just add value to the whole lifestyle offering for the community. So let's look at these residential fulfillment developer obligations. How are they contributing to the overall development of infrastructure for our area, Pat?
Yeah, Mike, so maybe we take a step back. When you are getting your approvals for a new development, obviously you go through all of your environmental approvals first and foremost, yeah. And then comes a town planning application. And when you're given permission for a new development, they give you some conditions of development. So you have to contribute towards bulk infrastructure in order to accommodate the new households that are going to be built within the area. So it's contributions towards sewage, water, electricity. And one of the big ones, and part of our conditions of development for some of the estates that we're developing here on the North Coast, are road infrastructure upgrades.
And this is something that folks have been hanging on for a long time on our coastline. And so, you know, it's really a win for the population at large, right?
Absolutely. And rightly so. You know, if there are going to be more cars added to our roads, well then we need to make sure that our infrastructure can handle all the extra trips, and, you know, more people living in the area, we need to make sure that there's sufficient water and electricity and, you know, sewage disposal methods, etc. And so
it's a lot. It's a lot of things to consider.
Yes, I mean, to get the green light for a new development is no easy feat. It's years of planning and approvals, and obviously local government are making sure from a town planning point of view that they can cope with, you know, the additional dwellings that are going to be built in the area.
And by the looks of things, I mean, no stone has been left unturned, and everything has been delivered over and above what was initially put down on paper. So looking at the sort of the scope and the geographical space that we're talking about, Collins has got significant development investments in the Salt Rock Sheffield region. And so what does the road infrastructure picture look like as far as where things are heading?
Correct. So maybe we could start with the new Salt Rock intersection that we've been mandated to build. So that's along Salt Rock Road. If you're driving towards the sea, it's at the Orsals Brettonwood kind of left-hand turn. It's currently a T-junction. So
and something that has been known to hold many a morning traffic school rush car up for a while.
Exactly. I mean, we're a little bit spoilt, I think, on the North Coast. It maybe takes 10 or 15 minutes to get through that intersection at the peak rush hour.
Which not exactly Joburg jam. But
exactly. Nonetheless, there are going to be some traffic lights installed and built there.
Woo! From the Salt Rock, I can just hear everyone going, yeah! That is, that's been something that's been a bugbear for a long time.
Yeah, so hopefully, you know, by Easter, May next year, those traffic lights are all done and upgraded, and it smooths out the flow of traffic within that region.
Wow, so that's the sort of timeline we're looking at, sort of Easterish New Year.
Exactly.
That's great.
And obviously it's not a road that we own, but it's a road that we are contributing towards upgrading. Yeah. And we have to go through all the various government departments for approval. So it's a lengthy
process.
It's a DOT road, and so they're obviously involved in the design and exactly what gets built there. So that's what they've decided on, and that's what we will build for them. Maybe the next one we could chat about is the Flag Animal Farm Road, which that's what is colloquially known as, which is the P228.
Yes, and am I correct in saying this is due to be kind of reclassified?
Yeah, so the reclassification, it allows us to make it a lot more appealing as a road to drive along.
Because currently it's kind of listed as a rural road, and the new classification will put it down as an urban road. Is that right?
That's correct, which means that it reduces the maximum speed limit. It allows for traffic calming circles to be installed. It allows for a few more turns on and off the road, that stretch of road. So there'll be a double lane with a center median, so a double lane on either side of a center median.
Wow.
Built. Obviously, that road gets tarred all the way. It's already been tarred from the Grand Exotic north a kilometer or two, and it'll get tarred all the way up to Seaton's entrance gate and across the N2 highway towards Lalela and the Flag Animal Farm.
Sure, I mean, that'll make a huge difference in terms of making that road a really usable alternative. I mean, it really is quite heavily used, what a big difference that's going to make. And as you say, the work has already commenced, and large sections being tarred. What is the sort of timeline on that full picture being realized?
Yeah, by the middle of next year, that should all be done. So like you say, some of it's already tarred, the balance of it's already been realigned. They started with a lot of...
Excited at the launch of that North Coast info pod yesterday. Mm-hmm. Where are we with that?
Yeah, so I mean, that one is a big ticket item, and that's quite a lot more than a few million rand.
There's some serious engineering required there.
So obviously, SANRAL, the South African National Roads Agency, they have a master plan for roads in the area. Part of our conditions of development for both Seaton and Lalela estates is that we would build a new N2 interchange to help with traffic flow. We're currently now in detailed design with SANRAL. We obviously use the engineers that they appoint. And once we get detailed design approved, we can then go into construction drawings and then actually build that interchange. We're hoping to start it in the first half of next year. And like I said, it's a 9 to 12 month build program. So fingers crossed, towards the end of next year, early 2025, there will be a new northbound off-ramp and a southbound on-ramp. So again, obviously, all the traffic studies and various models are run, and 95% of trips are from Salt Rock and back towards Salt Rock. So our obligation is a northbound off-ramp and a southbound on-ramp, so from Bolito to Bolito. But another developer who wants to unlock a future development down the line will most likely get the obligation of building the second phase of that interchange, which would be a northbound on-ramp and a southbound off-ramp.
Well, you know what? It's a really exciting vision for the not-too-distant future. And, the foundations are already being laid for this exciting new chapter. And it adds to the livability, the quality of life for the whole region, really. And you mentioned just at the end there some of the Collins flagship estate developments on the North Coast, Lalela being one of them that was in the spotlight in a big way at the launch of the North Coast pod at the Lifestyle Centre yesterday. And I'm curious to find out about the progress at Lalela Estate and how the road upgrades in this area will... I mean, how do you see them directly feeding into and impacting Lalela as well as all the neighboring estates?
Yeah, I think obviously it's these road infrastructure upgrades are going to add huge value and unlock a lot of value in the land which Collins own and are developing, but also for the entire region, which we're very excited about. So everyone living and moving through the area will have a much better experience. And Lalela is a great opportunity to live within a secure estate on the north coast with great accessibility. We've got land for under R1 million. We've got homes for 2.3 million rand, and green open spaces, lots of various facilities to enjoy, walking paths, and a safe, secure environment, and
a brand spanking new set of road infrastructure as
exactly,
well.
And an easy interchange to get on and off the highway and to and from wherever you need to go. And so, yes, there are many, many opportunities on the north coast, and with the adult population more than doubling in the last 11 years.
It's mind-blowing when you think about it.
Exactly. There's every reason for us to keep improving infrastructure in the area and to keep inviting more families to come and live here and enjoy the North Coast lifestyle.
You're kind of future-proofing the investment potential of this region, and that just goes to show how deep the investment from the Collins residential family is in the KZN North Coast, and for the foreseeable future, things are looking really, really exciting, really rosy. And if you're looking to find out more about all of these hot new developments and the infrastructure coming online, I would really urge you to pop into the new North Coast buying info pod at the Lifestyle Centre Belita, just around the corner from Chateau Gâteau, so you can grab yourself a little croissant and then have a chat and browse all of this exciting stuff that's on the cards for the future and things that are online right now and ready for you to buy into. Pat Lambie, my friend representing Collins Residential in the house this Thursday morning, it's always great to catch up with you, man, and I'm looking forward to being able to discuss some of these exciting new things as soon as they're ready to kind of launch, and when you've got some more exciting news to tell us about what's in the pipeline, will you come and tell it here on the radio first?
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me this morning, Mike.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style. Bringing you back to the music. Here's Carly Rae Jepsen. She really, really likes you.